Hey guys, Bradley Doolin here from NewFury.com, and we are in St. Pete, Florida. Our Warped 2015 coverage rolls on. Lots of bands to choose from here. Obviously, I've seen a couple great bands today, While She Sleeps. And actually, that's the only band I've seen today, because I've been back here in the press tent talking to some new people and some old friends of mine. We actually are talking to a new friend of mine. Can you introduce yourself, what band you play in, and what you do in the band?
Sure. I'm Josh. I play in a band called The Kenneths. We are a London punk band, and I sing, and I attempt to play the guitar.
Very interesting. I'm not a musician, so the only time I've ever attempted to sing and play guitar is on Rock Band or Guitar Hero, with
it's
interesting results.
It's pretty much
results.
The same as that. Yeah.
Is it really difficult for you to do both at the same time, or did it come naturally, or did you have to practice a lot?
I was sort of 12 when I started playing guitar, so it's... I was young enough that I didn't really think about it. I mean, I can't do either of them particularly well. I'm not a great singer and I'm not a great guitarist, but I try really hard. So I think that counts.
There's a lot to be said for, you know, like you said, effort. Because some are not necessarily musicians, but people who aren't necessarily the best at everything, but they put more effort into it than anybody else, or the people that have always stood out in all of culture.
I think it's a weird person to quote, but I think Rod Stewart said the people that do the best aren't the best, they're just the ones that hang around for the longest. You know, the ones that don't quit.
Very good point. You know, Warped Tour has got to be a pretty cool experience for you, but at the same time, there's a lot of work. I guess, what's been the most interesting experience that you've had in a city thus far? Nashville was pretty crazy, I heard.
Nashville was good, but I didn't get to see much of it. I mean, we've only been a band for 7 months, so the whole experience of this has been pretty crazy. So to be doing the entire tour this quickly is, all of it's an amazing experience. I think actually the weirdest experience so far was Pomona, which was the first show, because it was in a dust bowl. And no one told me that the other shows were going to be as nice as today. So we got there and I did the first show and was like, is it going to be 44 shows in a fucking dust bowl? And it was unbelievably hot, like a really dry heat. And obviously I'm from London, so I'm not used to any heat. So that was definitely the biggest, weirdest experience for me so far. It was just the shock of starting the tour, in a way, you know?
Being in a band only 7 months and playing Warped Tour, I can't really think of another band who's had that happen to them. I mean, when you found out you were playing Warped this year, what were you anticipating? What was your initial reaction?
My initial reaction was, we're not going to get enough money to get the flights and be able to pay enough to do the tour. And then we got sent in the amount that they were going to pay us, and we were like, oh, cool. It's an aeroplane, if anyone's listening to this. But it's not one. One thing I've noticed about aeroplanes here is they advertise a lot of stuff, which we don't have in England. Yesterday I saw a condom advert in the sky, which was very interesting for me. My first thought was, obviously my first thought was, this is insane. My second thought was, I hope we can afford to get there. My third thought was, and we need to get work visas. And it all worked out, and we're here, so. It's been a very, very quick journey so far.
Yeah, I heard over in Nashville that day was so hectic. There was a mud pit during I Killed the Prom Queen set. I had a friend who was photographing that. He said he got some crazy pictures.
Yeah, we had kids coming up to our merch tent to buy merch after our show who just with mud monsters, completely caked head to toe in mud. It was amazing.
Yeah, I remember it was actually here last year in St. Pete, but this place turned into a giant mud pit because it rained all morning. It was one of my friends had $1,200 of camera equipment ruined, which
thank goodness it hasn't rained today. I did see a dolphin. That's the first time I've seen a dolphin, and it wasn't in the distance. It was 4 feet away from me. It came right up to the shore, and it was eating a fish.
Oh wow!
Yeah, I know. Amazing.
Now I know this is. Having not been a band for very long and coming over to the USA, when you guys aren't playing shows or maybe even on off dates, have you had any chance to explore it all over here?
I'll tell you, every place I've seen so far, I've seen a lot of parking lots, I've seen lots of Walmarts. I've seen one Subway.
Oh, wow.
And that's it. One thing I do is I tend to sit up in front of the bus with our driver, because it's very easy to, like, finish a show, you know, have a beer or two and get into bed and not really know where you're going. So I like to try and make an effort every morning of getting up early and sitting up front of the bus. And just because this country's fucking huge. Can I swear on here?
Oh, I don't care.
Okay. This country's fucking huge. And, you know, coming from England, where, you know, I never really appreciated how small England is until I got here. And that's been the most, like, fun thing for me, is just sort of seeing the country. Like, crossing from, I think, California into, I can't remember where we did, like, Arizona, would that make sense? Like, that drive, and just seeing all that desert. Like, my eyes could see further than I'd ever seen before, because it was, like, these flat expanses of land and mountains as far as I could see, which you just don't get in England. So that's been, like, pretty cool for me.
I could imagine, because I'd imagine whether you're a musician, it really doesn't matter what you do. If you're going to another country or even another continent, in your case, you're always going to want to at least look around and try to get a feel for everything. I've actually been to Alaska before. That's something unique that I've done. I went there in, like, a church mission trip way back in the day. It's like 8 years ago. It was one of the most beautiful places in the world. It's a place that I would recommend to everyone go. It doesn't matter if they don't like the cold. Just go. Do it. Live. Now, can you tell us a little bit more about, I guess, a little bit more about how you guys managed to draw people into your show so far? And
oh, sure. Well, because the Kennets are such a new band, it's, you know, to be honest, I'm amazed that there's people at every show who know the songs. So that, to me, is, like, that's mind-blowingly brilliant. But in order to rope people in, is I just talk before we start playing. And I just tell everyone to stop walking. You know, I try and rope everyone in and just get them to, like, come in a bit closer. And I don't know, what I've been doing is I've been, like, talking about, because obviously you can't say the same stuff at every gig, so I've just been talking about each city and what I know about each city. So in Dallas, I knew that there was a soap opera at Dallas. I think Oklahoma, I found out, I think it was where the frozen margarita was invented. And just, like, just dumb shit like that. Like, you know, just basically being an idiot on stage before we start. That's sort of my tactic, really. Being an idiot comes very naturally to me.
Oh my god. Alright, I do have one last question.
Sure.
before we wrap this up. Do you have any news you'd like to, or, well, actually, you tell me. Yeah. Very long day out here today. Do you have any news you'd like to share with us? Anything that's coming up for you guys that people need to know about?
I would say that most people listening to this haven't heard of the Kennets, so I would tell them to go on iTunes or Spotify, depending on how generous they're feeling, and listen to both of our EPs. And then if they like us, just drop us a line on Instagram or Twitter or Facebook. And we're going to be touring extensively, so after Warped Tour, I'm pretty sure we'll be back here in America pretty quickly. So I would tell them to just to find us that way.
All right. Well, thank you so much
thank
for
you,
giving
mate.
Me some of your time today.
Thank you,
if you guys are listening to this, be sure to check out the Kennets. The Kennets, right? Got it? Did I pronounce it wrong?
K-E-N-N-E-T-H-S.
Okay, I did get it. Wow. Okay. Yeah, be sure to check them out all summer on Vans Warped Tour. It's always a good idea to check out a new band.
On the Hard Rock Kevin Said stage.
Hard Rock Kevin Said stage. I got a question for you, actually. Do you ever get people who try to mimic your accent
every
when you meet them?
Every fucking day.
Every fucking day.
Or people try to mimic my accent, or they ask me if I'm Australian.
You're not. I knew it.
You know, you'd be surprised. I had one guy ask me what. I had one guy the other day ask me if London was a country.
Fail. All right. Well, thank you again for giving us some of your time today. This has been Bradley Dillon and the Kennets for the newfury.com.
Thanks.
Later,
man.
Guys.